Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show at 7.07. It's already Thursday, Friday Eve. I am going to start with just a quick update on Jussie Smollett. I'm going to do more at 8 o'clock, but TMZ is at a live press conference. What do
you
got there?
Yes, it is. I need you to hit a sponsor.
Oh, how exciting. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans, your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's the number one, STNorCalCU.org. Jussie Smollett, if you want to watch the press conference.
Oh, he's speaking?
Apparently so.
Or is it the lawyers?
I don't think it's the police. I think it's the Chicago Police Department.
I think the next thing of interest for me will be, I want to hear him speak.
Yeah. What can he possibly say?
Not a lot, but that's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, the cops have released his mugshot, and I'm sure TMZ will put together a little.
Yeah, it looks like everyone's bunch of reporters are waiting around. No one's gotten at the podium just yet.
So at the 8 o'clock trash, we'll probably have more there and kind of recap everything that's going on. But he's actually under arrest right now. Mm-hmm. So when he turned himself in, it wasn't like he was booked and released on his own recognizance. They've got him.
He will be released, though, because
I'm
this
sure.
isn't.
Yeah.
Going to count as some major felony crime.
Right. Although I'm not sure if it's classed as a felony. They say that filing a false police report is a disorderly, it falls under, in Illinois anyway, it falls under disorderly conduct, and that carries a sentence of up to 1 to 3 years.
His main problem is going to be
the press, the publicity,
right.
the ruination of his good name. Gwyneth Paltrow, oh my God, she's so great. Yeah. Do you remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, a guy was suing her for $3 million for crashing into him on a ski slope?
Okay.
She's countersuing.
Oh.
And it's interesting because it does, as you start to hear this come out, because first all I heard was this other guy, like she came barreling down a hill out of control, knocked him over and hurt him. $3 million, please, is what he wants. And here's her side of the story. So she is she's countersuing. She says she was the injured victim that day. She filed a countersuit against this guy, Terry Sanderson, over their February 2016 run-in at Deer Valley Resort in Utah. She says she was skiing at about 11:55 a.m. on one of the easier runs, making, quote, short turns. According to her suit, she says she's got the resort's incident report. So, clearly something happened and the resort has a report. It states that this Terry Sanderson, quote, took her out from behind. She also says in the report that he's quoted as saying she appeared right in front of him, thus admitting he was the uphill skier, who, by the way, it's up to the uphill skier to watch out for people lower on the hill.
Uh-huh.
You're behind them. Stop it, Benny. Sanderson sued Gwyneth, claiming she was out of control and hit him from behind, but they have him quoted as saying that she appeared right in front of him and that she was taken out from behind. He says he suffered several injuries. In her suit, she says that Sanderson and one of his friends who was also there told Ski Patrol when they showed up, he was fine. I'm fine. Now he's suing her for more than $3 million. She is pulling a Taylor Swift. She's suing for $1. Her point is, I don't need the money. I'm suing because for the truth, because you're suing for $3 million because it's me. If the court awards her any more, she says she'll donate it to charity to prove she's not trying to exploit her celebrity and wealth, as Sanderson had claimed that she was doing.
She's a weird one. I mean, she's a Hollywood brat. Like, she grew up in Hollywood, but I've also seen her in movies where I'm like, she's damn good.
She is
and
good.
Really good looking.
Yep.
And there's that. And then the Goop thing makes her seem so dumb.
Mm.
Or,
out of touch.
Or,
huh?
Yeah, out of touch. Yeah. That's it. That's about it. Not dumb.
Yeah,
but
take your jade egg and
because clearly
shove it
her goop
goes.
Is worth how many millions?
Zillions. Lots. Like, yeah. Yeah. A lot of money.
And didn't she just get some Hulu or Netflix show
yeah.
or something
so,
like that?
So, not dumb. Out of touch is the right word. Yeah. But, yeah. So, anyway, I do, like, she was great in Iron Man.
Oh, wonderful. When he's looking at the Black Widow, he's like, I want. No.
They really had a good sort of
excellent chemistry. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. The Kardashians.
Okay.
Wow.
As you breathe out.
Well, you know,
as
just
you sigh.
Every now and then they just take over the news cycle, and there's 30 stories about them today.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic story here is that Tristan Thompson, who is the father of Khloe Kardashian's baby, whose name is True, he's a cheater. He had cheated on her before, and 3 or 4 days before she gave birth, she's living at his home in Ohio, where she's like, okay, yes, Vinny, your hands up.
When you did this story the first time, people wrote in and said, do not forget that he was with another woman when Khloe slept with him. So
pregnant woman, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
She cheated with him to begin with.
Right.
So their whole thing is based on cheating.
Right.
Okay. Go on.
So he was cheating on that lady.
Cheetah.
That's right. And then, so who knows how he tricked her into whatever. No one
tricked
needs to
her.
Be tricked. Well, I'm sure he said, oh, no, we're done. Yeah, she's
all
having
right
my baby.
Things.
All the right things. Yeah. But let's be clear. He's the one who cheated. It wasn't her girlfriend. It was his. So she gets with this cheater. And surprise, he's still a cheater. Oh, my God. So who knows how many times he cheated during her pregnancy, but the famous time is just a couple days before she gave birth, where he was
photographed,
photos of him
right.
with two girls and then taking one girl into a hotel. There's all this damning evidence. And he said, baby, you've got my baby. It's you. I'll be good. And she said,
I promise.
Is that what he said?
Be good, baby.
That's what you think he said.
And she said, okay, I'll believe you because I love you. So, turns out he's still a cheater. And this time, he cheated on Khloe with her half sister, Kylie Jenner's best friend and live in. And by the way, this Jordan chick. That is Kylie's best friend, was in business with Kylie, too.
Yeah.
They have a line
the
of makeup
stuff.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get to that part of this. You know, look, let me just chunk away at this. So I'm going to start with Khloe. She went on her Instagram story and posted a bunch of quotations. So these aren't necessarily, it's on her story, but they're, I don't know, photos with captions. But they're in the story section. Which I don't know if that means they're gone already or if she saves those forever. Here are the quotes. The worst pain is getting hurt by a person you explained you're hurt to. And then another one is, somebody needs to hear this. That betrayal was your blessing. And then she says, if they ask you about me, tell them, she was the only person that loved me with honesty, and I broke her. So sad.
Who wrote that?
So
Khloe wrote all these.
Oh.
She put them in, you know, how Hooman knows how to put text up on the stories and stuff. Some people are so good at the stories.
I know.
Hooman is. I don't think
I've never even done a story.
I don't even think I've ever once done a story.
I know. I'm lame.
So.
I do stories all the time.
By the way, do you really?
No.
Oh.
I'm like, dang, I missed yours.
No, I never. You know what? I pull my phone out when I think of it, and it's rare. Very rare. Go on.
The last installment where they,
if they ask you about me, tell them she was the only person that ever loved me with honesty and I broke her.
That was a comic book photo style photo of a woman with tears streaming down her face.
Oh.
I know, the pain is palpable. Oh, poor Khloe.
I'm really hurt, you guys.
Oh. she put on a brave face and made a public appearance. She was at the opening of Pretty Little Things on Melrose in West Hollywood last night. They say she looked somber. but she took a short time, posed for pictures. She actually does look really sad in the photos too. Like she refused
does.
To smile. She's just
know.
Like, I'm here. I'm doing what I was contractually obligated to do.
Like mad too.
Yeah. I'll hand you the picture in a second.
You know, she wanted a baby so badly. Wasn't that the report that it was killing her that she couldn't have a baby? And
well, they tried with Lamar for years.
Right. And then she finally gets one, and it's this guy. And I guess the only way for her to she's just got to be like, I got the baby I wanted.
Yep.
I'm moving on down the road.
Yep.
That's all.
The thing that sucks, though, is when someone hurts you like this and you have a baby with them, you have to continue to see them for the rest of your life.
Well, this guy's a basketballer. At least for the remainder of his career, he'll probably be pretty absent. Mm. And,
that's
you know,
true.
Between basketballing and chasing tail, which seems to be a hobby of his, mm-hmm. he won't be around as much as you think.
Well, basically, she wanted to make sure she kept all her professional commitments. She didn't want to let anybody down. Here's one of the shots of her at this pretty little thing's opening. She just looks miserable. Thanks for coming.
Sorry I'm late. I didn't want to be here.
I love that line.
Me too.
I know. So good.
So she is devastated over the split is what the sources are saying. She's trying her best to keep a brave face on. It looks like, here's a picture of Kylie Jenner and this Jordan, this woman in question, Jordan. It's her best friend. They have a
That's
makeup.
Kylie Jenner.
I know.
God, she's a different human than the one we first met.
Yep.
Oh my God, she was the ugliest little girl. And now she's
she
so
wasn't the
beautiful.
Ugliest little girl.
All right, there's uglier little girls, but she was a super ugly one.
True. She was the but we say she was the ugliest.
Yes, she's extremely surgically enhanced, which, by the
oh,
way, did you find the pictures of Courtney Love?
I did. Do you know she looks like Brett Butler? So there's no real story there. She just was walking around New York City without her makeup on. And
Courtney Love.
Yes,
yeah.
Courtney Love. This is a total aside. To
she's unrecognizable due to surgery.
Well, I was like, oh, Brett Butler was out. Yeah, her face is just, you know, that look that people get on their faces is just so not
well,
good.
Well, she looks like she's partied a lot. Over the years.
And had a few things yanked back.
Right.
Kylie Jenner says, I have not had plastic surgery.
Okay.
She did an interview with Paper Magazine. Isn't Paper the one that
Kim
did with the champagne going over and going into the glass on her butt? She says, I wouldn't. I'm terrified. I would never. That is not to say she does not enhance her appearance. She says fillers. She wouldn't deny that. Because, right, don't they just inject those?
Mm-hmm.
How'd your lips get all like that?
And then she said she took them out, and then she put them back in. I don't know how that all works.
I don't know how it works. I mean, that actually, how can you take them out if it's not a surgery?
I don't know.
She says, people don't understand what good hair and makeup and, like, fillers can really do. So I haven't had any surgeries, though.
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, what about her breasts?
And her butt.
Yeah.
I don't know about those. She didn't say anything about
that. She's not the first person in Hollywood to lie about what is going on with her. So smoke and mirrors continues to be the way.
So Kylie, who is the sister of Khloe and Kylie's best friend, just broke up Khloe and her baby daddy. Kylie has a whole line of makeup with this Jordan chick.
Okay.
Jordan Woods is her name. And so now, up on her website, she's got that feature. It's like she's trying to sell it out. She's trying to get rid of all the Kylie, Kylie Hart, Jordan.
She put
everything
on sale
business
or something?
Partnership.
You know, I think that she just wants it to sell out and then just not renew the thing. But they're saying buy some because
it's good.
It'll be collector's items.
Oh, no thanks.
I know. So it's at the top of her website, right there when you land on the Kylie's Make Kylie Cosmetics. It touts her February favorites. It just happens to include the eyeshadow palette that she created with Jordan. It actually has, let me see if I can find the names. So some of the names of the colors are Loyal, Sister, Ride or Die, Don't Ever Leave Me.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was just in Ulta the other day ago.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in Ulta?
Were you alone?
Following the misses around with the two kids as well.
Sounds like a fun outing.
Oh, it was so fun.
I love Ulta. Get
me
lost
too.
In there.
I know.
So much.
Well,
the,
okay,
I
so that's the question.
Just walking around, it's so fun.
When you go into Ulta, do you immediately ask someone for help? Like, please help me.
No.
There's a million colors, a million brands, a million aisles.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin?
You
do you just
left,
pick a brand?
Go to the left and you start on the first aisle and then you walk down the second aisle.
Says the lady who never wears makeup.
But here's the thing. You find things like you'll find hair stuff or you'll find some, you know, moisturizer that you want to try or it's I love drugstores. I don't ask for help because I want to discover.
If we're talking Ulta or like Sally's Beauty Supply, something like that, I absolutely first person that says, can I help you? Yes.
Oh, because you're usually looking for something in particular.
Yeah, I go in specifically with the list. Here's everything I need. Can you get me all these things?
Oh.
Because I don't want to browse around.
Oh.
I know what I want. I know what I need.
Oh, I like
I don't
to
want
find
to waste
things.
Time. I'm like, get this for me. I'll be right
well,
here.
How many different...
I'll wait here.
There's a million different brands of foundation.
Yep.
And
but
different
I know what
liquid
I want.
And powder and... I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And then there's different shades. Like, I was all...
Well, they let
why
you
don't
test
you go
it
ask
there?
For help? This is ridiculous. You're just going to walk
that.
Around in here?
Oh.
And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
It's like a candy store.
I'm going to go into the mall and walk
Heck,
around.
I've had John. I've given John a list and going, okay, here's what, here's what
with
I
the
need.
Brands and everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll take pictures of whatever foundation I want to replenish or lipstick, whatever. Here. Because he wants to get in and
I
out,
just don't
too.
Go through makeup that fast.
Yeah.
And I never want to throw anything away, especially if it works.
Well,
you know?
Had the 25-year foundation.
I think
yeah,
I did get
did.
Rid of that.
Did you?
Didn't I? I might not have.
I don't know.
Remember Halloween people dressed up as
yes,
your old foundation?
That was my prescriptive.
That was neat.
I loved it.
That was the best costume. Did
it
they
was.
Win?
I don't recall.
They should have won. That
maybe.
Was very creative.
There was a couple. There was maybe two people that dressed up. That's funny.
So anyway, this chick, Jordan
She's
Woods.
Worth $6 million. She's not going to be hurting.
That's going to go fast when she tries to, you know, continue to be popular after the Kardashians
Dude,
oust her.
Dude, 6 million could, I'd be so done. $6 million?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to move. You'd have to go someplace like, you know, Mexico, you know, for to a
You couldn't
to
live here with $6 million?
How long, would, how long could you live here? Could you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dude.
What do you need?
I'd go someplace where I could make that. If that was all
Put
I was ever going to have.
Live off the interest.
Boy, you must have a high yield account. That sounds great.
Well, that's what John always says to me.
$6 million? Yeah.
I would want that to last because sure. here, Jesus, you know, just what I'm paying for my house would be like, yikes.
Well, you and your remodels, too.
That's
I mean,
true.
Every time you turn around, that room that used to be the band room is now the sewing room, and the sewing room used to be the gym room, and the gym room is now the guest room, and the studio. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to fit everything
nobody
in.
Nobody can live like that on $6 million, but for me, I'd be like,
me
yeah,
too,
put some carpet down and we're done for 20 years.
I'm good.
So they launched this Kylie Loves Jordan line back in September. It sold out right away. Now they've got this set of eye makeup things that you can get. They're saying it hasn't sunk in with Kylie yet, although this chick Jordan... is packing her crap. She was living in the guest house. Yeah, she's got to. What you know?
I know.
They can't. The whole
man. She
oh,
blew it.
And oh my god, you guys! Kim Kardashian stopped following Jordan.
Oh, no.
And stopped following Tristan. I know. Oh my god.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. I'm gonna stop following
final.
Them. That is final. Embrace it. It's final. And they're actually saying that. The friendship will not be able to weather this storm, and it'll be a hot collector's item. They actually did a bunch of photo shoots together. This is only part of one picture. I assume that's Jordan's body underneath Kylie's right there.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. Kim Kardashian is in the news today because there's, you know, have you heard of these fast fashion houses? They see somebody in an outfit, and they put a mock-up together, like, you know, a great Grammys outfit or a great Oscars outfit.
The next day.
Right. The next day. They've spent all night putting these together, and they sell them for a tiny fraction.
I went the other day to look at that dress that Kim is complaining about.
Yes.
And there was one on there, just drawings, it looked like, for $50.
Oh.
Really, it looks pretty cheaply made.
Well, if you want to look like Kim, it only costs $50. So here's Misguided. Is the name of this one place in particular that she's pissed at because, fine, there's plenty of fast fashion knockoff places, but they just say, they might say, inspired by looks we saw on the red carpet over. This place, Misguided, is like, here's a picture of Kim, and here's a picture of, like, they put her, they tag her and everything, and they, you know, so people who are looking can find it. So she's suing them. She wants them to cease and desist and, you know, they're ripping off her style. And she's taking them to court. So she filed a suit against Misguided USA. They sell outfits that resemble ones that she's worn. And often, so often Kim, but lots of different celebrities.
Right.
I guess that's supposed to be like a trench coat dress. So they put up a picture of Kim and they're like, go to our site. We got a knockoff of this.
Well, the trench coat, that's the dream. That's the story you've told us about Doreen, right?
Right, naked in a trench coat with a six pack of beer.
At your husband's house.
Well, he wasn't my husband at the time.
But you were there? Were you there?
I wasn't there.
Oh, so he told you that?
Yes.
Doreen showed up in a trench coat, naked underneath. I mean, I don't know because I didn't see underneath.
Oh, no, she did.
She opened it up
and he was like, this isn't happening. He's such a good boy.
So embarrassing, too, for her.
Well, and then he told on her.
Yeah.
Ran right to Sarah and told.
My
God. Yikes. Who's this guy?
I don't know, but it's called the boob belt dress.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of looks like that BDSM strap that we did. It just really kind of goes, like the strap goes across the nipples and the whole boob hangs out underneath it.
It's so stupid.
Well, it also seems like you really can't move your arms around a lot.
Yeah.
I like it.
You wear that?
That's the thing. No person is wearing that. It's the dumbest thing ever. I don't know who would put that on and be like, yep, this is it. Maybe that. What was the girl's name from The Fifth Element? Was it Lilu or something, you know?
I don't know.
She's your best friend. What do you mean, what's her name?
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, I'm trying to think of the character's name. I think it was Lilu. But she had, like, this one's in black, but hers was just like, there were just sort of strategically placed white straps that covered her naughty bits. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The California Autobahn.
Oh, my God.
You like the sound of that?
I do. I know
more
which
after
street
these.
It should be, too. And then you walk down the second aisle.
Says the lady who never wears makeup.
But here's the thing. You find things, like you'll find hair stuff or you'll find some, you know, moisturizer that you want to try. I love drugstores. I don't ask for help because I want to discover.
If we're talking Ulta or like Sally's Beauty Supply, something like that, I absolutely, first person that says, can I help you? Yes.
Oh, because you're usually looking for something in particular.
Yeah, I go in specifically with the list. Here's everything I need. Can you get me all these things?
Oh.
Because I don't want to browse around.
Oh.
I know what I want. I know what I need.
Oh, I like
I don't
want to
waste
things.
Time. I'm like, get this for me. I'll be waiting here.
Well, how many different...
I'll wait here.
There's a million different brands of foundation.
Yep.
And
but
different
I know what
liquid
I want.
And powder and I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And then there's different shades. Like, I was all...
Well, they let
Why
you test
you go
it there?
Ask for help? This is ridiculous. You're just going to walk
that.
Around in here?
Oh.
And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm going to go.
It's like a candy store.
I'm going to go into the mall and walk
Heck,
around.
I've had John. I've given John a list and going, okay, here's what
With
I need.
With the brands and everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll take pictures of whatever foundation I want to replenish or lipstick, whatever. Here. Because he wants to get in and
I
out, too.
I just don't
too.
Go through makeup that fast. And I never want to throw anything away, especially if it works.
Well,
you know?
Had the 25-year foundation.
I think I did get rid of that.
Did you?
Didn't I? I might not have.
I don't know.
Remember Halloween? People dressed up as
yes,
your old foundation?
Yes, it was my prescriptives.
That was neat.
I loved
that, that was the best costume. Did
it
they
was.
Win?
I don't recall.
They should have won. That
maybe.
Was very creative.
There was a couple. There was maybe two people that dressed up. It was funny.
So anyway, this chick, Jordan
She's
Woods.
Worth $6 million. She's not going to be hurting.
That's going to go fast when she tries to, you know, continue to be popular after the Kardashians.
Dude,
oust her
$6 million could I'd be so done. $6 million?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to move. You'd have to go someplace like, you know, Mexico, you know, for to a
You couldn't
to
live
a break.
Here with $6 million?
How long could you live here? Could you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dude.
What do you need?
I'd go someplace where I can make that. If that was all
Put
I was ever going to have.
Live off the interest.
Boy, you must have a high yield account. That sounds great.
Well, that's what John always says to me.
$6 million? Yeah.
I would want that to last because here, Jesus, you know, just what I'm paying for my house would be like, yikes.
Well, you and your remodels, too.
That's
true. You're, every time you turn around, that room that used to be the band room is now the sewing room, and the sewing room used to be the gym room, and the gym room is now the guest room and the studio.
Well, we're just trying to fit everything
nobody
in.
Nobody can live like that on $6 million, but for me, I'd be like,
put
some carpet down and we're done for 20 years.
I'm good.
So they launched this Kylie Loves Jordan line back in September. It sold out right away. Now they've got this set of eye makeup things that you can get. They're saying it hasn't sunk in with Kylie yet, although this chick Jordan is packing her crap. She was living in the guest house. Yeah, she's got to. What, you know?
I know.
They can't. The whole.
Man, she blew it.
And, oh my God, you guys, Kim Kardashian stopped following Jordan.
Oh, no.
And stopped following Tristan. I know. Oh my God.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. I'm going to stop following them. That is final. Embrace it. It's final. And they're actually saying that the friendship will not be able to weather this storm, and it'll be a hot collector's item. They actually did a bunch of photo shoots together. This is only part of one picture. I assume that's Jordan's body underneath Kylie's right there.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. Kim Kardashian is in the news today because there's, you know, have you heard of these fast fashion houses? They see somebody in an outfit and they put a mock-up together, like, you know, a great Grammys outfit or a great Oscars outfit.
Like the next day.
Right. The next day. They've spent all night putting these together and they sell them for a tiny fraction.
I went the other day to look at that dress that Kim is complaining about.
Yes.
And there was one on there, just drawings, it looked like, for $50.
Oh.
Really? It looks pretty cheaply made.
Well, if you want to look like Kim, it only costs $50. So here's Misguided is the name of this one place in particular that she's pissed at, because there's plenty of fast fashion knockoff places, but they just say, and they might say, inspired by looks we saw on the red carpet over this place. Misguided is like, here's a picture of Kim and here's a picture of, like, they put her, they tag her and everything, and they, you know, so people who are looking can find it. So she's suing them. She wants them to cease and desist and, you know, they're ripping off her style. And she's taking them to court. So she filed a suit against Misguided USA. They sell outfits that resemble ones that she's worn. And often, Kim, but lots of different celebrities.
Right.
I guess that's supposed to be like a trench coat dress. So they put up a picture of Kim. And they're like, go to our site. We got a knockoff of this.
Well, the trench coat. That's the dream. That's the story you've told us about Doreen, right?
Right, naked in a trench coat with a six-pack of beer.
At your husband's house.
Well, he wasn't my husband at the time.
But you were there? Were you there?
I wasn't there.
Oh, so he told you that?
Yes.
Doreen showed up in a trench coat, naked underneath. I mean, I don't know because I didn't see underneath.
Oh, no, she did.
She opened it up
and he was like, this isn't happening. He's such a good boy.
So embarrassing too for her.
Well, and then he told on her.
Yeah.
Ran right to Sarah and told.
My God. No.
Yikes.
Who's
this guy?
I don't know, but it's called the boob belt dress.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of looks like that BDSM strap that we did. It just really kind of goes, like, the strap goes across the nipples and the whole boob hangs out underneath it.
It's so stupid.
Well, it also seems like you really can't move your arms around a lot.
Yeah.
I like it.
You wear that?
That's the thing. No person is wearing that. Dumbest thing ever. I don't know who would put that on and be like, yep, this is it. Maybe that. What was the girl's name from The Fifth Element? Was it Lilu or something, you know?
I don't know.
She's your best friend. What do you mean, what's her name?
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, I'm trying to think of the character's name. I think it was Lilu. But she had, like, this one's in black, but hers was just like, there were just sort of strategically placed white straps that covered her naughty bits. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The California Autobahn.
Oh, my God.
You like the sound of that?
I do. I know more after these. It should be too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass. Hello there. The show is live while we're here, and then Vaughn, who runs all the cameras and stuff, he does a loop for the rest of the day, and on the weekends, it's like a best of for the whole week.
Vaughn is the inspiration and the reason why we're reviewing that Sam Cooke documentary.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, he posted it. If you're friends with him on Facebook, Vaughn posts about 45 times a day.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Because I follow him on Instagram, and I never see one thing from him.
Yeah, he's a Facebook guy.
Oh. You know,
he can link those, and then he could just post on Instagram.
I'm sure he knows that.
Why doesn't he do it, then?
I don't know. if you want, like, the funniest, wittiest, kind of most aware person on Facebook, become friends with Vaughn on Facebook.
He's pretty funny.
And he's the one that posted about the Sam Cooke, and then we had a 4-minute meeting about it, and I'm like, all right, this is an important film.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And it's called The Killing of Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Two Killings of Sam.
I knew it wasn't exactly that. So anyway, go to radioalice.com/watch and see Vaughn's work.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru True Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. The California Autobahn. How do you like the sound of that?
It's got to be about that one road.
One road?
The five. It's got to be about the five.
It is about the five.
That road, for 30 years that should have been an Autobahn. They should absolutely do it. That is the longest, most boring road. You gotta go fast and get it over with.
Well, now, with the hopes of any kind of bullet train ever happening.
Right, perfect.
Being dashed. That's never gonna happen.
So what, is this real?
A state, a senator has proposed a way to ease congestion on I-5 is to add two more lanes.
Yeah.
On either side.
Oh, wow. And make those Autobahn lanes?
And make the one lane as fast as you want to go. Now, unfortunately, there's going to be some debate because one of his reasons for this is to reduce greenhouse gases because there are too many cars on the road in traffic idling, and this lane would allow everyone to jet through.
Mm-hmm.
Others are saying that's ridiculous. Speeding cars are also a problem for greenhouse gases.
But they're not on the road as long.
Well, and so there's the debate. I don't want them to debate this too long. What I really want is all the hours I'm losing sitting around doing 65.
Right. Or far less.
Right.
But building two more lanes on that, I mean, that's a lot of time and a lot of money too. So.
Well.
The Autobahn's scary.
The only real problem is that person, you know, when Patty decides in her Prius, I pay my taxes and I'm using this lane. And I'm going my speed. I'm going to go 70. Screw y'all.
Yeah. Well, Patty.
I'm parked here. I mean, 70 is parked on the Autobahn, Patty.
I know.
Move it over.
You know, it's funny because the Autobahn is a real thing. And we drove on a part of it when we were in Germany. And it's
what kind of car were you in?
In a Beamer.
Oh, that was how fast did
rental.
You go?
We didn't go that fast. And we stayed far to the right. It's scary. Like this, it is no joke how fast people are going on that road. There is no speed limit.
Yeah, you want to do 120.
No, I don't want to do that. It's
too
scary for me. You know, and even the other traffic is going really fast. But there's, you know, the people, if you're in the fast lane and you're going under 100 miles an hour, like you are an a-hole and they will let you know it.
Right. Well, that's, yes. Right. Like, look, no problem, do 70, but don't be in the fast lane doing that.
Right.
People are trying to get
we
somewhere.
We stayed basically in the exit, like, oh my God. This
what
is,
are you, crazy?
This is insane.
People are trying to get somewhere around
and
here.
And get there fast. But can you imagine if you could go 100, 120 on
no.
just like, it would cut so much time off. It's like if
it
you
sounds
had to,
dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
It just, I don't like it.
We should find out what the stats are on the actual Audubon where there is no speed limit.
People love it. Yeah, 100% satisfaction served.
But what about the, like, probably, it probably doesn't cause as many accidents as you would think, but then when there is one, it's probably just so
well,
horrific
sure.
that the
I
cars
mean,
are vaporized.
Yeah. Yes. I would believe that's the case, but think of all of the 100% satisfaction served.
Except for the dead people.
Well, look, I mean, stuff does happen. Mm. There are dead people in the slow lane too, Sarah.
Well, that's true, Vinny.
The average speed on the Autobahn is 93 miles per hour.
Thank you.
Yikes. Yeah, but so what? Give me some
I'm
crash
seeing,
stats.
Like the Autobahn fatality rate is 1.6 deaths per billion travel kilometers. Compared favorably with 4.6 rate on urban streets.
Oh. I don't know what any of that
I know.
Means.
100% I
satisfaction
like,
served.
I don't know what
it means
that,
it's far less.
That you want.
It says that in 2014, there were a total of 3,377 road fatalities.
Jesus. On the Audubon?
Well, that's Audubon deaths dropped to 375. I don't understand these stats. Forget this.
So the average...
Forget it!
So let's
the
go back.
The research department just threw in the towel
no,
on the Audubon.
I'm back. She's tagging me in.
All right.
You're it!
So on the high end, like the Porsches and the Lamborghinis that drive on the Audubon, their average speed is 150 miles.
Mm. Per hour, you mean?
Per hour, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what's
yes.
the death rate?
No.
I don't know why you keep going back to the death rate. I don't know if there's anything like
we're just
very
trying to
specific.
Find out if it's less safe.
I wonder if that was because they wouldn't use miles per hour, would they?
No, they use kilometers. I have a calculator.
Conversion.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should do this off the air and present it when finished.
Oh, great
well,
idea.
Well, what like what? I don't know the death stuff. Every time she says that, I pass over that. But
well,
I can tell you
how many people
speed.
Died in crashes on the Audubon last year compared to like how many people died on 95 or something. I don't know.
Forget it. We all want the California Audubon, and
yes,
some
amen.
Of us want to go super fast. Yay!
Their name is Vinny. Ooh.
This is a follow-up to a story we did when a woman posted on Reddit, am I the bleep hole here?
Yes.
When she asked, I'd been with this guy. We never did it because he said he was old-fashioned. We
oh,
finally
yes,
got
guy.
Married.
Oh, the pinky guy.
Yeah, and yeah, then yeah. we do it, and he's got something known as micro...
Ween.
Area, man area.
And he's a micro man. He's a mini man.
It's a true thing. It's not. She's not being, apparently, I don't know for sure if she's being a snob or not, but apparently it's a real thing mm-hmm. that a guy can be truly the size of a pinky, and it's a condition that this guy hid from her.
Yep.
Now they're married. She says in the story when she first presented it on Reddit that she tried not to show her disappointment, and she went through with the consummation, the confirmation of their wedding vows,
so
the completion. And then after getting back from her honeymoon, she posts on Reddit, like, am I the jerk? I don't feel like that this was fair.
You were deceived.
To me.
Yeah.
Well,
she was deceived.
The follow-up is now the woman who posted on Reddit that her husband surprised her by having microman area. He found out that she'd told the world on the internet. And now he wants not only an annulment, but he wants to sue her for defamation of character.
But she didn't say his name or hers, did she? I thought that was the thing on Reddit. You could just post a story and get reaction. And
if
not...
it's true, isn't it not defamation?
Well, it's his privates. So, you know, whether or not it's
right
true.
Right there in the name.
It's in his pants. That's why we wear pants.
So we can't see?
So you don't see.
Ooh.
So now she's exposed him to the world. She's pantsed him, basically. As his lawyer, I'd like to say, he didn't want to show the world or her.
Really anyone.
Right.
It's horrible. Nobody wins in this
situation. Well, for her, she's winning. She's out. Yeah. She's clean. She's clear, and that's what she wanted.
Wants an annulment, and he decided to do it.
And so, you know, okay.
It's just sad.
If you try to sue me for defamation of character, this story will live on beyond this moment. Mm-hmm. Or we can just get annulled, and you should tell people that you're...
Before you marry them.
That you have a condition, and maybe they'll be like, I don't really like that anyway.
Right. You never know.
Maybe that lady's review of Sex with a Guy will be all... right, Sarah? Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And so they'll be a great match.
Yeah.
He'll be all...
Even me. I'm not that into it, but you can't have a microwave. I'm sorry. I am a size queen. It's got to be at least, I don't know, 2 inches. I don't know.
Must be this tall to ride this
right,
ride.
To get on this ride. I think that is actually... What a world, what a life jip it is, you know, and so many people, and like every porn you watch, and just it's everywhere all around you, this, you know, big man area thing. And for a dude, he's just a dude, you know, he's just trying to have a life.
Can't help
and
it.
He's got, he can't help it, and he's got this thing going on, and I feel for him.
So
that's
you
terrible.
Two would be willing to step up and marry this
oh,
man?
No.
No.
What?
No, we wouldn't.
But you just said he,
no,
didn't,
I said,
he can't help it.
Feel,
he didn't mean to.
I feel
to.
Very bad about it.
He
but
needs to
you,
get on down the road. Someone
oh.
else.
You know what, though? I wouldn't have married him anyways because I wouldn't have waited to have sex. I would have said, I really need to test drive this car.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
But I
I'm
love
a grown,
you,
I don't
and
care.
I'm super old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, I'm not old-fashioned, and that's weird.
Let's go to the courthouse now.
Obviously, there's something wrong with you.
No.
Let's find out what it
it's
is.
It's perfect.
No, it's not.
Here are some reviews.
Let me touch it. Let me just see if I think it's perfect or not.
Because
even just making out, like, I mean, you can, like, there's evidence that there's something happening there.
Or not.
Or not. Wasn't she suspicious when they
you
made out?
You guys are going back on everything you just said. You just offended him and said it's
but
not his fault.
Well,
we feel bad for him. It's terrible.
Okay,
not
so
really
do him a favor.
Problem.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, you know, it's you go and check out a house and suddenly there's a train track right next to it and trains give us, well, you know, good luck
How
selling that house.
Houses get into this conversation.
You go, you look, you have a look at it, and you go, that one's not for me. Yep. Somebody else can live by the train.
No, you love him right now.
I might love him, but.
Mm-hmm. And you too.
Yuzi actually said she refused to marry a dude who asked her who had a small one because she was like, I just know I'll wind up cheating on him.
I told him I will cheat on you.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Did he say, like...
He said, I know.
Okay.
He said, I know?
Well, his famous line was, oh, I'm hung like a light switch.
Oh. Like, you got to own it. That is one thing.
Why'd you do him then, if that's not your thing?
He was so good to me. He was a great, and is a great person.
Is this Larry?
Super handsome. No, his name was Jim.
Jim. Mm-hmm. How long do you hang with Jim?
Light switch Jim.
Maybe a year.
Oh. You were with Jim for a year.
Well, I mean, I was dating other people, too. He was my B.
Oh. He was your side piece.
I had A, B, C, D that I was dating.
Oh.
Nice.
And he was B, and he knew it.
You're like that chick. I just told you guys that story. You're like that chick I took out. She goes...
What?
Well, I do have a dentist. I'm all, well, you can
keep
your
dentist.
Well,
I would never say that, but yeah.
I can't even believe you just said that. I'm buying you dinner. Like, okay, well, keep your dentist.
And I got to go.
And I'm going to go. Like, I think she thought I was going to go, well, as a DJ I make, forget it. Keep him. Weirdo.
Yeah.
Such a weird thing.
It is a weird thing to sort of wear on your sleeve.
Well, I mean,
you're not the only one, and the other guy's very well employed, very gainfully employed.
Whatever.
He's a doctor of dentistry.
Whatever.
I don't know what I'm doing here with you, DJ.
A, B, C, and D?
Mm-hmm.
This was after the jailbird, before Johnny V.
John was my A.
Oh.
John was always A.
John?
Does John know about all these B, C, and Ds?
Yeah, pretty sure he does.
Did he?
He definitely knew about B.
So did he say to you, listen... If I'm your A, as your A, I'm going to ask you to get rid of B, C, and D.
He never said you can't have four dudes?
No.
Oh, that's a weird guy.
Well, we weren't exclusive, wasn't a thing.
Did he
until
have...
Until we had that one talk.
Wait a minute. Did he have B, C, and D?
I don't think so.
He never said to you, it's okay, I got what?
But he's ruined for a week after every meeting.
She's on dates with other people. You probably want your own backup. Mm. Even if it's just for your ego. How injured are you? Hey, you want to go out? No, I can't.
I got a date with C
tonight. I have three dates lined up for the next couple days, so.
Yeah. See you Saturday?
Two dates on Friday, too, by the way.
Well, I always made him the, well, if I Saturday's dated several out. In one day, I would make sure John was the last one.
He didn't. He wants to be first.
Yeah, he wants,
wants
to be
he
first.
Want
just
to
so
be
you know,
oh
he likes to be first, not last.
What?
Oh my God, no, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't.
No, no,
oh
he
my
doesn't.
God.
He wants no, first, first, everyone first, wants first. To be first.
No, no, I wasn't.
Sloppy third.
Yeah. You no, wasn't.
No.
You wasn't.
Yeah, listen.
Listen to her with her. I wasn't.
No.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I wasn't
face.
Necessarily sleeping with all
necessarily.
Of
them.
Necessarily. Oh, damn, you, Z.
Last.
And so did I.
Oh, last. I hit it last.
Oh, my God. You don't understand. You people don't get it.
We do.
Oh.
And we're telling
we
you.
We get it just fine.
We want to be first.
Yeah.
I'm getting
just
hot.
In case.
Hey, can I
no,
ask?
No, I would make him last because it was the dinner date, and I was probably going to. I Meh. Was going to sleep with
yeah,
him.
We still want to be first. Meh. We know you want to spend the night, but we want to be first. Hey, back to the guy with the small ween. Was there ever one time you banged him and it was just an amazing sexual experience?
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
Wait, is that because of you banged him there?
No.
He banged you with that?
Yeah.
Well, there was all that going on, but we had some pretty fun times.
So you didn't think you could make it work based on the one good time?
No.
You looked at all the mediocre times?
No.
Actually, not like you, Hooman, that one good time that you had.
I wasn't
holding out
for that
wasn't,
one good
yeah,
time.
Wasn't enough to keep that fire.
I held on for a year.
Based on that one trip to
for
Santa
dear
Barbara.
Life, even though most of the times I had to come in the back way and hide in the closet.
And we fought the whole time.
Right.
They had
right,
one
well.
Great 4-hour drive to Santa Barbara.
And she wouldn't text me back daily.
I know.
I want a daily check-in.
Not text.
Sometimes
she wanted a phone call, a daily phone call.
People hold on to the one good moment.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. They do.
That's not just me, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
It's you.
It's just you.
Our text number is 800-400-369. Sorry, I had more stories, but the one about A, B, C, and D were way better.
Yeah, oh, I liked that
boy.
Story.
Johnny V was last.
Oh. Get it.
We get it.
We get it.
Rudy's going to get it. Rudy gets me.
No, Rudy.
Oh, my God. Rudy's B.
Mahershala was born in Oakland, raised in Hayward, and attended St. Mary's College in Moraga. Graduated with a degree in mass communications, says 510.
Yeah.
Vinfro and Husky should start a hotline like those suicide prevention ones, except for marriage prevention.
Yeah, a marriage
well,
prevention
I'd need to
hotline.
Call it myself. I'm. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm as good as cooked.
You are cooked.
You sound so happy about it.
Oh.
Well, what's happening with the
just
wedding?
Say something good about
Did
it. Say something nice about it.
Look, I love my family mm-hmm. and... the wife-to-be.
Yeah.
I don't love the idea of a wedding. And this started out where
joy.
She was like, I just want to throw a party. Great. Let's go to City Hall, get married, and then throw a rager. And then everybody can come. And we don't have to do sit-down dinner. And we can just throw the biggest party with DJ, snacks. Yep. We can have a snack table.
Sure. Bowl of cheese.
Let's do that. Except that
chips.
As soon as you start looking into it, it's this vortex that pulls a woman in, and the next thing you know, she's like, well, I do have to get a dress. Not for the courthouse, you don't.
Wear a nice dress.
Well, and I got to bring my girls, and then they got to get maid of honor dresses. Not for the courthouse, you don't. And they certainly don't need those at the party. And then the next thing you know, it's not
it's a
party.
Wedding.
Right.
That's so all. Nothing. So you can't find one nice thing to say about
the wedding.
I just
said I love my family.
No, I said that's not what I was asking. I know you love your family.
Okay.
Say something nice about the wedding. Say something positive about the wedding.
You guys are coming.
Oh.
Let me know if you want me to make a speech.
I don't.
I think you should. Don't you want us to enjoy it?
Was that clear enough? Was I clear?
Well, I'll ask a few more. Yeah.
I'm going to be really disappointed if it doesn't happen. No.
I love your sportsmanship, buddy. Right. There's no question.
Doesn't
You're a great
up.
Sport.
Don't give up.
How about now?
I'll just have it ready in case spontaneously You just feel it, like, all right. I
feel like I was crystal clear, but okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. We're going to see if we can get something out of that Chicago police press conference on Justice Smollett. I'll give you sort of a rundown on what's happening with that and more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.